John Lothian News talked to David Rudd, president of the cloud-based platform 280 Cap Markets, at the midwinter meeting of the Security Traders Association. Tell us about developing trends in the bond market, and how can cloud be a factor?
We're seeing a lot of the evolutions happening right now with the move into the cloud. When I first started in the bond markets, we were accessing inventories of bonds through sheets, kind of like pink sheets of equities. We had for municipal bonds the blue list, which was a packet you would thumb through and you would find bonds in the blue list. Next to the bond would be a phone number to call if you wanted to buy them. About 20, 25 years ago, we had the first entrance into the electronic trading of bonds. There was really a race. I think at one point there were 40 or 50 platforms that were being built simultaneously to try to get in front of that curve. We see the winners today are MarketAxess, TradeWeb. You know, ICE has picked up BondPoint and the Muni Center, which became TMC. And so we really now have a very efficient way to trade bonds electronically. We are seeing a big push now with order management systems and execution management systems so that a buy-side portfolio manager or a trader can look at a bond and electronically route an order to the best price. And so we're seeing that take hold today, but we're also seeing a move into the cloud. And the cloud allows the platform to be much more dynamic. It allows you to see more and run more analytics real time. And so I think you're going to see a much bigger push happening over the next 5 years.
When trading bonds electronically, how can an investor or trader ensure she gets the best price?
We are really looking to bridge the gap between the electronic trading platforms and really the traditional phone and instant messaging trading. So while it's easy to buy or sell electronically, it's quick, it's efficient, it's cheap, it doesn't necessarily mean you got the best price. And by definition, those platforms are buyer beware platforms. So it is assumed that you're a professional trader, that you are confident in your pricing, and when you buy or sell, you're done. Where we step in is we bridge the gap with the buy side and the sell side. So we have direct outreach to the buy side. And when we look at bond pricing, those exchanges are agnostic. They can't tell you if something might be priced a little high, maybe it's not quite market. And that has been a problem. And we've seen a big push into ETFs and mutual funds because the confidence just isn't there. And so where we fit in is that bridge where we are aggregating all of those prices so you don't have to log into 10 different screens to find the best price. And then behind it, we have a team of industry veterans that support our clients with market intelligence and pricing information.
How much of the bond market still trades by voice?
We still see over 80% of what we would call block trades, so trades of 5 million and larger, in the world of spread products. So corporate bonds, municipal bonds, mortgage bonds, over 80% trade through voice or instant messaging.
How does 280 Cap Markets fit in?
Our platform is called BondNav. It's 100% cloud native. We launched the platform with municipal bonds, and we saw a huge void in the municipal market where you have well over 3 million CUSIPs. So when you compare that to equities in the 80,000-85,000 ticker symbols, you know, when you look at a stock, you pull up the ticker symbol, you see a bid-ask price, there's a quantity next to the bid-ask price, and you can buy or sell instantly. When it came to municipal bonds, for example, of the 3 million CUSIPs, it's not uncommon for a bond not to have traded for over a year. And so if you're a buyer or a seller, price confidence becomes very challenging. So we saw a huge opportunity there. We launched the BondNav marketplace, which is aggregating the exchanges, and then it also includes direct feeds from our desk, so all of the institutional customers. And we launched that with municipals. We have subsequently launched corporate bonds, both investment grade and high yield, and more recently, U.S. government agencies. You know, we're really looking to create confidence in trades. So we talk to people all the time that buy bonds from a guy or a gal, and they trust them. And the problem in our market is you may trust them, but how do you trust but verify? And so what we're doing is we're saying, okay, there are people you trust, that's fine. If you leverage our technology, you can actually have the confidence in what they're doing for you as well.
This is Suzanne Cosgrove, reporting for John Lothian News.